Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, first name Raquel, R-A-C-H-E-L, date of birth, January 21, 1975, date of evaluation, September 16, 2024, the referring physician, Dr. Swartz, the chief complaint, 49-year-old female, the preoperatively ICU scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HCIV, patient is a 49-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder dating to March 1, 2024. The patient stated that she was unloading trucks when she injured the right shoulder, period. She was then evaluated at Concentra in Stockton, period. She underwent a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy and corticosteroid injection, period. However, she had ongoing pain, which she described as stabbing, and rated 7-8/10 subjectively, period. She stated that she has to sleep on her back. She is unable to perform her ADLs, period. She had been evaluated by Dr. Theodore Swartz, and it was felt that she would require right shoulder arthroscopy, subacromial decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, decompression paralabral cyst, possible SLAP repair, possible bicep tenotomy, possible open bicep tenodesis, period. The patient has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She has no history of cardiovascular disease, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypokalemia, next number, episode of fast heart rate, next number, cystic ovaries, for which she required surgery, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, next number cystic ovaries, next number tubal ligation, medications, none, allergies, no drug allergies noted, family history, she states that there are heart problems on the paternal grandmother's side of the family, period. However, no specific disease entities noted. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, she reports fatigue and weight loss, nose. She has sinus problems. Neck, she reports decreased range of motion and pain. Respiratory, she has cough. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and vomiting. Genital urinary, unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI, neurologic. She has headaches. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Remained off the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 137/73, pulse 85, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 129 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The neck exam, thyroid appears slightly enlarged, period. Cardiovascular, there is a soft systolic murmur at the apex, period. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion and tenderness on abduction, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 54 beats per minute, period. There is left atrial enlargement, period. Non-specific ST/T wave changes noted, period. Lab work dated September 16, 2024. Sodium 143, potassium 2.5, chloride 102, bicarb 29. White blood cell 6.5, hemoglobin 10.2, platelets 255. Of note, BUN 12.4, creatinine 0.6, glucose 96. The impression, this is a 49-year-old female who is seen preoperatively. She reports history of hypokalemia and episode of fast heart rate, period. I suspect that she had developed dysrhythmia secondary to potassium and secondary to low potassium, period. She has ongoing hypokalemia, and this needs to be replaced, period. She is noted to have several findings on examination which requires follow-up. This includes that of the thyroid and a murmur heard on examination, period. However, these do not preclude her planned surgery and does not pose any additional risk, period. The plan, I have started her on potassium chloride 20 milliequivalents take two twice daily for 3 days period, then one daily period. She is to repeat her chemistry in 5 days period. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same time. Dr. Rollington Ferguson.